The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. My name is Christy Matthews. I am a wedding planner here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And this episode is one of our quick focus episodes in that little mini series within the podcast. So in 5 minutes or less, I'm going to tell you all about writing a great wedding toast. So let's jump in. I love toasts. Toasts are probably my favorite part of a wedding, or it's definitely a close call. I love being able to listen to people that I don't know talk about how much they love people that I have come to know, the couple that I'm working with. And I think toasts are a really, really special part of a wedding reception. So this episode, I'm talking about who actually gives the toast and how to write a great toast specifically for a wedding. So usually the best man of the or the maid of honor, or both typically, are the ones to give a toast during a wedding reception. And that, you know, a lot more people could give toasts, parents, the couple themselves sometimes give a toast. But for this episode, we'll focus on, let's say, the best man or the maid of honor toasting the couple. So the content of a great wedding toast follows a formula, and it helps to write this formula down if you are drafting your toast. It should start with a brief history of your personal relationship to the bride or groom, or both of them, and why you think they are so special. And then maybe an anecdote or a story about the couple proving how awesome they are together, and you can be involved in that story or not, but, you know, tell it like a short story. And then a wish for the couple, something along the lines of, may your life always, you know, whatever, or some heartfelt sentiment for the wedding day. May you be as happy in your marriage as you are on your wedding day. And then you end with an actual toast. And a lot of people forget this, actually. You're holding a drink while you give a toast, or there's a drink right next to you. And the toast should end with a kind of proclamation, an actual toast to Lauren and Blake, or ladies and gentlemen, to the couple. And that's when everybody raises their glasses and clinks and drinks, and that is what makes a toast a toast. So keep the following things in mind when you are writing your toast. After you get out all of the ways you love this person or you love them together, you have to add a little structure into your toast. You should introduce yourself. That should be at the beginning. You should thank the hosts, whoever's hosting the wedding or paying for it, or even the bride and groom themselves. You thank them. Again, don't forget that actual proclamation at the end, and then introduce the next toaster if that's applicable. So if you're the maid of honor and you wanted to go first, after you say to Lauren and Blake, and then everybody cheers while you still have the microphone, you might say, and next up we have Ben, Blake's brother, and he's going to give a toast now too. And then Ben can stand up. So it sort of makes it a little bit more seamless. Sometimes the DJ does this, but it is nice to know who is coming after you and sort of introducing them in. And again, don't forget to hold your glass of wine or champagne or beer, or have it close to you next to the table so you do have something to toast with. Remember to keep toasts around 5 minutes long for a wedding reception, 7 to 8 minutes if you are a really good, strong toaster. Obviously, a great toast is a little bit sentimental. It's a little bit funny. It's full of love. It might have a list in it or a quote or some reference that only the couple gets, but a toast is basically for everyone in the room to love on the couple. So you don't want to get too specific about your history with that person or tell a story that is, you know, so specific that nobody knows it and it takes a lot of detail and it takes everybody kind of out of the moment. So keeping it tight, remember that it's a toast, not a roast. You can say something that might be a little bit embarrassing, but don't say something that is absolutely mortifying and shameful. Keep it filled with love, come from love, and remember to focus on the couple instead of on yourself or on your relationships in the room. I think that's it. Just try not to go off on a tangent, keep it tight, and have a good time. I also strongly suggest writing something down on note cards. All right, that's a quick focus, and we will be back with more. Bye.